实战演练。
Section A，
夯实基础。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Do you mind if I sit here?
No, of course not.
Text 2. Would you mind if I took off my shoes? My feet are killing me.
Well, I'd rather you didn't. It's a rather hot day.
Text 3.
Would you like to take a walk with me?
Oh, I'd like to, but I haven't finished the report on the strike. It's 8 o'clock already.
Don't worry. Your clock is 10 minutes fast.
Text 4. Would you like to hear the latest jazz record?
Sure.It's got one of my favorite songs on it.
Text 5. Would you like to come to a football match tomorrow?
Football matches are usually awful.
第二节听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
You've been offered a room on the fifth floor with a nice view of the park. Shall I send your luggage to your room?
No, I haven't got any. I wasn't intending to spend the night in town, but I missed my plane. By the way, is there a store anywhere that's open at this hour?
Yes, there is. Just 10 minutes walk. Turn right when you leave the hotel. Go to the second stoplight and turn left.You'll see the store on the right-hand side of the road. You've been offered a room on the fifth floor with a nice view of the park. Shall I send your luggage to your room?
No, I haven't got any. I wasn't intending to spend the night in town, but I missed my plane. By the way, is there a store anywhere that's open at this hour?
Yes, there is. Just 10 minutes walk.Turn right when you leave the hotel. Go to the second stoplight and turn left. You'll see the store on the right-hand side of the road.
Listen to the seventh段材料，回答第八至十题。
Mrs. Black, we are planning a sightseeing trip. Would you like to go with us?
When and where?
Tomorrow, to the Great Wall.
I should say I would. I've heard so much about it. How should we go there?
Well, we'll go by car. Could you be ready by 8?
Yes, 8 will be fine. Shall I ask the hotel to pack me a lunch?
Never mind about the lunch. We'll take that. Just bring a coat. It's likely to be windy on the Great Wall in late September every year.
All right, I'll bring my jacket.
Well, I must be off now. See you tomorrow.
See you.
Mrs. Black, we are planning a sightseeing trip. Would you like to go with us?
When and where?
Tomorrow, to the Great Wall.
I should say I would. I've heard so much about it. How should we go there?
Well, we'll go by car. Could you be ready by 8?
Yes, 8 will be fine. Shall I ask the hotel to pack me a lunch?
Never mind about the lunch. We'll take that. Just bring a coat. It's likely to be windy on the Great Wall in late September every year.
All right, I'll bring my jacket.
Well, I must be off now. See you tomorrow.
See you. Hi, Jim. Would you like to go swimming this afternoon?
I wish I could, but I have to spend the rest of the day in the library. I have a 10-page paper due tomorrow.
Oh, is that for Professor Smith's class?
Yes, I have to write an essay about the poem we read in class.
That's hard. How is it going so far?
Not very well. And I also have to study a lot for maths and history. I don't know how I am going to do it all.
You know, I have been doing well enough, so I'll be happy to help you.
Oh, that will be great.
If you like, we can start right away after we come back from swimming.
Okay, I'll see you in front of the library.
Hi, Jim. Would you like to go swimming this afternoon?
I wish I could, but I have to spend the rest of the day in the library. I have a 10-page paper due tomorrow.
Oh, is that for Professor Smith's class?
Yes, I have to write an essay about the poem we read in class.
That's hard. How is it going so far?
Not very well. And I also have to study a lot for maths and history. I don't know how I am going to do it all.
You know, I have been doing well enough, so I'll be happy to help you.
Oh, that will be great.
If you like, we can start right away after we come back from swimming.
Okay, I'll see you in front of the library. Shall we have some soup first?
No, thank you. I don't like soup. I'd rather have some fruit juice to start with.
Okay, and what about the main course? Fish or meat?
Meat, I think.
Don't you like fish, then?
Yes, I do, but I prefer to have meat.
Shall we have some white wine?
I'd rather have red, please.
Don't you like white wine, then?
Yes, but I prefer red wine with meat.
What would you like for dessert? Some cheese?
I'd rather just have a coffee.
Fine. And after dinner, let's go to the disco, shall we?
No, thanks. I'd rather go straight home. I'm very tired.
Shall we have some soup first?
No, thank you. I don't like soup. I'd rather have some fruit juice to start with.
Okay, and what about the main course? Fish or meat?
Meat, I think.
Don't you like fish, then?
Yes, I do, but I prefer to have meat.
Shall we have some white wine?
I'd rather have red, please.
Don't you like white wine, then?
Yes, but I prefer red wine with meat.
What would you like for dessert? Some cheese?
I'd rather just have a coffee.
Fine. And after dinner, let's go to the disco, shall we?
No, thanks. I'd rather go straight home. I'm very tired.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
Once there was a man who had two children, a boy and a girl. The boy was good looking, but the girl was not. One day they found a mirror, and for the first time they saw what they looked like. The boy was very pleased, and he said to his sister, "How handsome I am! I look much nicer than you." The girl did not like what her brother said, and gave him a hard push. "Go away," she said. Their father saw what was happening. He went up to them and said to the boy, "You must always be good as well as look good." Then to the girl he said, "My dear, if you help everyone and do your best to please him, everyone will love you. It does not matter that you are not as good looking as your brother." The moral of the story is, it is better to be good than to be just good looking.
Once there was a man who had two children, a boy and a girl. The boy was good-looking, but the girl was not. One day they found a mirror, and for the first time they saw what they looked like. The boy was very pleased, and he said to his sister, "How handsome I am! I look much nicer than you." The girl did not like what her brother said and gave him a hard push. "Go away," she said. Their father saw what was happening. He went up to them and said to the boy, "You must always be good as well as look good." Then to the girl he said, "My dear, if you help everyone and do your best to please him, everyone will love you. It does not matter that you are not as good looking as your brother." The moral of the story is, it is better to be good than to be just good looking.